Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of N Street in Eureka yesterday after receiving tips that drug dealing activity was going on. Officers located and arrested the suspect, 29-year-old Joel Guevara, and a search warrant of Guevara and his residence turned up nearly 5 grams of heroin, methamphetamine, processed marijuana, a loaded 9mm handgun, and more than $13,000 in cash. Guevara was booked into county jail on several drug-related charges, as well as being a felon in possession of a weapon. The Fortuna Police Department kicks off its seatbelt campaign next week in an effort to get motorists and passengers to make sure they wear their seatbelts when in a moving vehicle. The campaign runs from May 21st through June 3rd, and officers will focus on enforcing seatbelt laws because they are the most effective piece of life-saving equipment in your vehicle. In 2010, more than 10,000 passengers died in crashes who were not wearing seatbelts, and younger motorists and men are at particular risk because, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 60% of fatalities involving younger or male drivers were those who were not belted up. The cost for a first ticket is $142. The Board of Regents for the University of California met yesterday, and more bad news could be on the horizon for parents and prospective students. The Regents may increase tuition rates by another 6% this year, on top of an 18% hike last year, if the governor's tax initiatives fail in November. The governor's May revision did not include a $125 million in additional funding for the UC system, and both UC and the Cal State systems each may see another $250 million cut if the governor's plans are rejected. At Cal State, the Board of Trustees is eyeing much stricter enrollment standards for the spring, limiting enrollment to match funding and to students who have a two-year degree and are transferring from a state community college. The fall enrollment period will see waiting lists for new students. The Yurok Tribe has been awarded more than $1 million to make repairs to the mouth of the Klamath River Road, a key residential and river access route. The road has been damaged by landslides and created dangerous driving conditions. The grant funding will allow the tribe to repair and upgrade the roadway after there were concerns that it would be closed for the duration of the summer recreational season. And officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced today that campgrounds on forest land will be open on May 25th, while there are some that are open as of today. The National Park has 17 campgrounds, but each have different regulations and amenities. Contact the Six Rivers National Forest and the Bayshore Mall for more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor seat and their views on one thing they would change in government if they had the power. Up first is incumbent Cliff Clendenin.
Supportive housing. Now that's housing that would be, that would come with services. This would have people that would, you know, would be mental health professionals. There would be available services of any kind. Somebody to make sure that somebody took their meds. This could be for seniors, disabled. We've got 35% vets out on the street. We're going to need in the county a housing trust fund, probably to put some seed money. This will be a complicated arrangement, just as complicated as the MAC Center was.
Challenger Estelle Fennell answered as well. Here's an excerpt from her answer.
Mr. Girard has stepped down from his seat at the planning department, so I believe now that the supervisors should audit and or study these two recently divided departments, the planning and economic development. We need to find out what the scope of legal work is for those departments, and we need to how to staff them, and more importantly, how to be responsive to the needs of all of us in Humboldt County. I believe that if we're efficient in designing one department, we can save money, which could then be applied to other needs.
You can hear the full interviews of both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com.
Thank you, Dan. With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.